that matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Very welcome back. Britain's decision to leave the EU has left Ireland with a range of concerns and uncertainties. The latest is the possibility that Ryanair will cut services from Shannon Airport to the UK. Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary has this week indicated that he'll axe flights to the UK if Britain fails to renegotiate an open skies agreement with the EU. He made his comments at the European Parliament Transport Committee, of which MEP Deirdre Clune is a member. The Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South joins me now. Deirdre, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Pat.
Any time I sit in front of Michael O'Leary, I'm often entertained. I can't imagine being in front of him in Europe at the Transport Committee was very entertaining this week.
Well, he was entertaining, but yeah. He was also quite serious. And he was there with a number of other representatives. Like Willie Welch of IAG was there as well. Heathrow Airport was represented, and Dublin Airport Authority were represented as well. So there was quite a range of opinion there.
What was the main thrust, particularly? I'm interested particularly in what Michael O'Leary has had to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael O'Leary was, as a businessman, that's what he is. He's operating a business, he's running a business, a very successful business. And he pointed to the fact that after March 2019, which is when the UK is, when the negotiations are due to complete, and that's the cut-off date, there will be no, if there is no open skies agreement, and that's a legal framework in which European airlines can originate from any airport across Europe and fly to any airport in Europe. So it gives certainty, it gives legal certainty, and it also gives supervision under the European Air Safety Association. So if he doesn't have that certainty, he cannot fly into the UK, or he cannot fly out of the UK as well. And that's what he was saying. He was making the point. He was also making the point that he sells tickets if you're looking at March 19, maybe 6 months back, September 2018, maybe even earlier. And so if he doesn't have certainty, he said by September 2018, he will not book flights in and out of the UK from that point. So, I mean, it's dark, but it's probably realistic from his point of view, because if you're operating a business, if you're bringing passengers, which is not just they're not just a commodity, it's a very serious issue. There's a real safety concerns around it. If he doesn't have that certainty, he won't be booking flights.
Did he mention Irish airports in particular?
We mentioned Europe in particular, and we know that the Irish airports are particularly dependent on access to the UK. And there's a huge reliance, particularly outside Dublin, not Shannon, Cork and Kerry as well, and Waterford Airport is very reliable on access to the UK. That's their main product, if you like, tourism business of travelling to and from the UK. The Dublin-London route is the busiest route in Europe. So it will be very dependent on it. I can see his point, but I mean, he's trying to be... being stark, and said this is a reality for him. Of course, it's brushed off and said, oh no, it won't be as bad as that, we will renegotiate. The UK is saying they'll renegotiate an arrangement with the European Union. That may be the case, but these things take time. You just don't do them overnight. So, I think we really, there's frustration in Europe at this point that the UK isn't sitting down and dealing with the issues, and businesses like Michael O'Leary's business, like Willie Walsh's business, like indeed any other business is in Ireland, is really frustrated at the uncertainty. And business isn't going to, just say, think it'll be all right on the night. It may not be, therefore you have to plan.
If you had the head of IAG in Willie Walsh, a former Aer Lingus CEO as well, and the likes of Heathrow Airport and the head of Ryanair.
Dublin Airport as well.
And Dublin Airport, there must be serious concerns. And I know that Michael O'Leary is famed for his grandstanding and has had many a row with many an airport and has pulled flights and chopped flights out of just pure anger. But some flights, for example, the Gatwick and Stansted flights from Shannon are huge business for him. I couldn't imagine him pulling them, but the threat is there.
The huge business for him, but his point is he has no legal certainty, so he cannot fly from Shannon to the UK, to Gatwick, for instance. He cannot fly there unless he has a legal framework provision to do it. And if the UK is not a member of the European Open Skies arrangement, well, then he can't. He has no certainty. He has no framework within which to operate. You just can't do it because you've no license to do it. He doesn't have any license. The UK won't be part of the European arrangement, and also they won't be supervised by the European Air Safety Association, so you can't guarantee safety of your passengers, or you can't operate within a safety framework. So it's a legal issue for him. And I mean, think if you, if any businessman operating went to, went to your, spoke to your lawyers and your solicitors, and listen, you can't go there. Because you have no, there is, you're,
no,
you're
legal
seen
standing.
As being irresponsible,
okay.
And you can't do that.
We'll keep an eye out, I think, over the next 6 or 8 months, particularly because that's the frame, time frame we're talking about, in which he wants some sort of legal stance or some agreement in place, or maybe at least a commitment to an agreement might do the trick. But
something
we'll
like that might do the trick. But Europe is saying at the moment, you know, they need, before we ever look at what the future arrangement is going to be with the UK, we need certainty on, or sufficient progress on things like the negotiations that have started, due to start again the second round next week, on citizens' rights and the bill that the UK is going to pay. So if we have some sort of certainty in that by the end of this year, 2017, maybe they can move forward. But it's all ifs and whats and maybes.
Yes.
And that you can't operate a business in that climate.
And on that very fair point, we'll leave it, Deirdre. Thank you
so much,
Pat, for your time this morning. That's Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South, Deirdre Clune, speaking to us on the programme this morning.
Your opinion counts. Text Clare FM's Morning Focus 086 1800 964.